proposed swimming pool at Rangatahi is making progress with a group set up to manage the process and a piece of land having been donated to the cause. The group includes people with expertise in pool construction and management and is planning to set up a trust to oversee the project. They're also in the process of getting a design commissioned, which they'll present to the community through the community board when it's ready. Elsewhere, the community board has decided to prioritise pedestrian safety outside Super Value and will be asking council staff to install parking blocks to the angle parking outside the store. It's also looking likely that there will be major changes to the walkway between the jetty and the walk bridge to Papahua after an engineer's report has said there are problems with the structure below the path. It seems likely a wider walkway with a handrail and lighting will be installed. And if the community board can twist the council's arm, there may even be something done about the erosion on the landward side of the path. And the chance of a bus service within Raglan will receive either a big boost or a setback this month when the Council Infrastructure Committee is asked to put some money forward for a two-year trial for the proposed bus service. And with the first official Matariki public holiday happening on Friday the 24th of June, it has been announced that Raglan Naturally is planning a community Matariki celebration on Sunday 26th of June in Bow Street. More details to follow. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters football team has their first home game of the season this Sunday, 1pm at Papahua. They'll be playing Marist FC, and while the Roosters had trouble getting 11 players on the field last week, the team from Marist is so low on numbers this week they're in danger of defaulting. The decision to go ahead will be made on the morning of the game. Meantime, the Raglan rugby team hope to continue their winning ways at the start of the season as they travel over the Divi to play Huntly, 2:45 on Saturday. Huntly currently second to the bottom of the Division 2 table. And that is the Raglan news for Friday, 6th of May, 2022.